today, as I sit with you, and as we look at all of the terrain we've traveled these last 4 years, I think we hand over an America in a much, much stronger position. Having come through the economic crisis, having come through the health crisis, and having changed much for the better our position around the world because we've made those investments in alliances and partnerships.
Having changed, what's he say? Having changed much for the better our position around the world. Really? Look, this is the interview, the quintessential interview, I suppose, between the New York Times and Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. I guess you would call this an exit interview, right? Where you talk about the how well we have done from a foreign policy standpoint or have not done. And those words are interesting. And I had to comment on it after I saw this, and I had to share this with you. Because he said, having changed for the better our position around the world, have we really? Have we really? I mean, think about it for a moment, if you would. Because look, not for nothing, but Donald Trump is right. We're on the brink of World War III with Russia and that theater in Ukraine. We're on the brink of World War III in terms of our relations with China in many ways, as we do military exercises off the coast of China. Imagine that. A lot of people think we're on the brink of World War III in terms of what's going on with Iran as well. So we are in a precarious state right now. The United States of America is not in a situation where you can walk away and say, oh, yeah, we're in a much safer situation today than we were 4 years ago. I don't think so. His argument is that, well, we're not in the war with Afghanistan anymore. Well, you know, big deal, right? Here's the thing. And the reason I do this show, and it's called Journalistically Speaking, and I invite you to watch and comment and tell me if I'm full of shit or whatever. It's not so much what Anthony Blinken says. I don't blame Anthony Blinken. He's the Secretary of State. What's he going to say? Oh, I sucked. We're doing a terrible job. No, I get it. He's going to go out there and put the best face on a bad situation. I get it. But the reason I called this show Journalistically Speaking is because when I watch, especially the media in this country today compared to what it was when I was growing up or when I started at CNN and at Univision and at NBC and at Fox, it just seems like they don't get it. Here's the quintessential interview being conducted by the New York Times with the Secretary of State. And she doesn't seem to know, this interviewer, to ask him after he says that we're in such great condition. And what she should say is, are we really? Are we really? I mean, and here's why. And here's what she doesn't say. And I think it's because she doesn't know it. She doesn't know it. My God, how can you not know these things? In the last 4 years, countries that we could argue in the past we were ahead of, have gotten together, forged their power, their economic might, their military might, and are now in a position to be able to best us in many ways. I'm talking about things that she should have mentioned to him. Look what's going on with BRICS. Look what's going on with the Polar South. We are in a position today in this world where China, and these are, by the way, these are countries that in many ways in the past couldn't even get along. But today, because of what we have done, we have essentially brought them together in many ways against us. They're all essentially saying, look, we're sick and tired of the United States policy, which is very restrictive toward us. It's punitive, et cetera, et cetera. So they've created these very, very powerful and successful alliances. None more noteworthy than BRICS, which competes with the G7 and other groups that the West has set up. So what you have now, and this is important, he says we're in a better position than ever. Are we really? Think about it. You now have Russia joining with China, joining with Iran, joining with Brazil, joining with India, joining with South America, essentially as an opposing front, right? We've never seen these things before. It's because those countries, powerful countries, put their military together, put their economies together. They pass us by a ton. And they're coming together because they feel that they have been slapped around, kicked around, whatever you want to say, in the past, and they want to do something to kind of change that. They're doing that. We have, and here's the key, we have essentially brought them together. And this is what needs to be asked of Anthony Blinken. And you would think the New York Times would ask that question, but they don't. In fact, here.
Why don't you think that the Biden administration, and you in particular, were able to convince voters of the benefit of what you have been endeavoring to do these past few years?
It's almost like she's blaming us for not appreciating what they did enough. So rather than saying, and this is why I do this podcast, because we are at such a low point in journalism, and I've spent my life in this damn business doing this, and I look at it, and every once in a while, I want to throw something at the TV or scream, and this is it. The quintessential interview with the New York Times and the exit interview, I should say, of with Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State, and she can't push back on how our foreign policy over the past 4 years, before that as well, by the way, but in particular over the past 4 years, has created a situation where we are not as strong as we used to be because stronger nations have come together and have created consortiums, if you will, which are challenging us, will challenge us, and we are going to have to figure out at some point how to deal with that. But she doesn't ask that question. And that's my point. She should ask that question. And what it says to me and what it should say to you is that if you're an American or if you're a Western person in some Western country listening to the media, you're kind of getting bamboozled. You're getting let down. You're not being given the facts. You're not being given the information you need to know to be a more informed citizen of the world. And that pisses me off. And that's why I do this. Tell me what you think. You know, follow the show, and if you want, subscribe. I'm Rick Sanchez, and we call this Journalistically Speaking, or to sound cool, I say J Speaking.